The amazing thing about the set is that for being as large as it is, it's still man-powered. And so this afternoon, at the end of the show, when this huge parts are being brought up, I was backstage watching the stagehands ratcheting and spinning things to make it rise by manual power, attached to ropes. I mean, it's truly amazing. But my part, I don't have to walk on it for this. I am under the stage, and I have to duck under things and then be helped up onto a clear plastic box. And I am just brought up to stage level. And there's nothing holding me except there's a small bar with a T-shaped bar that can support my back just so I know it's there more than anything else. But it's rather surreal the first time because it is a remount, which means a production that's been done before, we don't have the same amount of rehearsal that they would the first time when they're trying things out. And so it was amazing just the other day for the first time to rise up, and then there you are, and you have no idea what it looks like from out there because the set changes so much. And everyone on stage turns to look at you, and there you are. And I sing for 8.5 minutes, and then I sink back into the earth and duck back under there, and they get me off my box. It's very important that I stand where I need to stand on the box because I have all these lights. They're coming from above and coming from below and coming from the sides. And it's quite something. And this is one of the most glamorous looks I've ever had in my life. I'm wearing just, for Das Rheingold, I'm wearing just a simple black dress. I mean, completely simple, to the floor, long sleeves, high collar, and it was over 4 hours of costume fittings for it. And they're just making sure everything's perfect and the lace perfect with the light shining on it. And then I have this wig. It is almost white. It's so blonde. And this makeup that's just, I mean, my eyebrows are above my own brows. I look like a Swedish drag queen in the best sense. I love it. huge lips. And as my sister Allison said, you wear more lipstick in that show than I do an entire year combined. But it's just this curly tendril of hair. And people say that when the lights it really looks almost like a floating head, because everything being black underneath, it just kind of disappears. And I'm supposed to be more ethereal, I am human, but there's still a separation. And so the whole idea is that motions I make and things I do are all a little otherworldly.
What part does your character take in the story of Das Rheingold?
I am the mother of the earth. And what I am saying is I'm coming up, and Wotan, he has the ring, and I'm saying, watch out, I'm warning you, this is not a good thing, get rid of the ring, it's going to bring about the downfall of the gods. Because I am all-seeing and I'm all-knowing, and I know everything that's been before, that's now and in the future as well. And so I'm saying, I'm warning you, this is the counsel I'm giving. You've heard enough. Goodbye. And I go back down. And my character appears in the third opera of the cycle, which is Siegfried. But in that, it's time has passed, and my costume is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. I suppose it would be fair to describe it as a shattered black disco ball. It's 35, 40 pounds, and it's virtually impossible to move when I'm wearing it. And it's just a simple black zipped up dress that has pieces of plastic but meant to look like glass all over it, shards all over it. It's amazing. And it's the same Swedish villain hair, and it's just amazing. And it's the same type of thing as that she's been asleep for a long time, and then Wotan summons her to wake up and tell him what I know. And so I think the idea is that I'm emerging from a long sleep and a long just being in one place, and so I shatter. And so it's simply beautiful. I'm excited.
We're going to hear Das Rheingold as a broadcast on Saturday, but you are performing multiple performances, and am I to understand that the whole Ring cycle is being staged right now?
Yes. Yes, and so while one is being performed, another is being rehearsed, on and on. So it's amazing. So people have multiple rehearsals, different characters appear in several of the operas, and so it's a busy time, and the costume department's working overtime and just trying to make everything work with rehearsals when so many people are involved in so many different things.
I know you've sung at the Met before, but did you have to try out for this role, or are you beyond that in this point in your career?
Well, at this point, I sang for this years ago. That's one of the peculiar things about opera is you sign contracts years in advance. And so you have an idea of what you might not have everything filled in, but you have work for many years down the road. But actually what's the most fascinating about Das Rheingold is when I was involved in the Met competition, the National Council auditions. I was a finalist in, I believe, 2004. And what I sang with the orchestra on the stage of the Met was the same aria from this opera with Vaike Wotan. And that aria is the entire role, 8.5 minutes, which is rather surreal. So I had, strangely, already sung the quote-unquote entire role on the stage. So it was very fun 9 years later to feel it's coming full circle, and it's the same piece, but with everything different, and with the costume and with the machine and everything else. So it's very fun.
Finally, what's next on your schedule after this series of the Ring performances?
I will be flying to Europe for Beethoven 9th in Malmo, Sweden, and then I'll be in St. Louis this summer. I'm doing a world premiere of an opera called Champion, and I mean, it's going to be something very different. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a joint production with a jazz festival, and so it's that kind of fun. So it's going to be, and I'm a bartender at a bar for drag queens, so I'm really excited. And then, where will I be? I will be in Aston singing a semi-stage version of a wonderful opera, Peter Grimes. And then this fall, I will be in San Francisco, performing Verdi's Falstaff. And I'll be back in Kalamazoo, actually, doing a new recital. I'm with the Fontana Chamber Arts, and I believe that is December 7th. So it's really fun to be creating a whole new recital and trying to decide on a theme and languages and how things work together. And it's always such a treat to be able to sing at home.
Well, I imagine we will chat again closer to that date. And thank you so much for taking the time today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Carol.